everybody work for State Factory 6 days a week. And our community housing, probably nobody in this country wants to live in there. It's eight families with children share one bathroom and share one water faucet. And if water is out, you cannot cook. It was very cold in the winter because the central planners in Beijing said, after you live, if you live in south of Yellow River, no heating. So I had a frostbite on my left foot. Every year I got infected because of the cold weather. But of course, we did not know anything true about the world. We were told that the Taiwanese people were suffering and American imperialism is really bad. And don't smile like ugly Americans. Capitalism are bloodsuckers. Profits are horrible. We should be grateful for Mao, for Communist Party. So we go to schools. We chant every day, like you talk about, need to read the books, long live Chiang Mao, long live Communist Party, 10,000 years, double 10,000 years. You do a little dance and moves, and then you start to study your Chinese and math. And that's my life in government schools. I had no idea.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to the next episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. You have just heard from a survivor of China, of the communist country of China. And she detailed just the tip of the iceberg of what life is like in China. And you have to ask yourself, doesn't that sound familiar in a way? In the schools, they're indoctrinated. The media doesn't tell you anything that's going on in the real world. They tell you what you want to hear. Families living six to eight families in one apartment. Maybe you have hot water. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have heat. You might even not even have water. You can't cook. This is Agenda 2030 in full effect happening in China right now. And it's coming to America. If you do not see that, I cannot help you because you are too blind. You are too brainwashed. Anybody with a logical thinking, critical thinking mind can see what is happening to our country. The Democrat Party is trying to send us into communism, and we are on the door's edge. We are about ready to open the door to communism if we do not do something drastic very quick. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's show, I've got a couple of different things. One of the things that I'm going to talk about, it's going to be at the end of the show. I have received 4 emails this week alone from different people, different parts of the country, every single one of them in the military, every single one of them telling me, Tom, you need to keep an eye on Yellowstone. It's going to erupt. We are going to talk about that. What are the chances of it erupting? What's going to happen when it erupts? But before we get into that, I want to take a quick break because I got to get my notes set up here. But before we get into that, there's a lot of politics we have to talk about. We have Biden. Basically, a whistleblower is saying, this guy sold the country out. COVID. COVID's over, kind of. I've got some information on COVID that may blow your mind. It's something we've all said and done and believed in. And now everybody's like, well, why didn't you tell us? We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about other subjects. Possibly it depends on how much time I have in the show. But before we do that, we are going to take a break. I do want you to know about the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. And again, if you have something you want to promote on this show, a book, you want to promote yourself, if you have an investigation, a paranormal investigation group, get a hold of me. I do this for free for you. Free advertisement. Nothing's free nowadays, except advertising on the Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. Learn about ghosts and all things paranormal. Learn about Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens. Learn about cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums. Learn about Michigan lore and its haunted history. There will be private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. Again, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023, the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And remember, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
Phone rings, it's night. Two nights of sleep, blown my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space so you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out.
All right, we are back. So, this past week, the World Health Organization and America, they both said COVID is no longer a global public health emergency. Great news, all right? Yeah, the WHO issued their original emergency declaration more than 3 years ago on January 30th of 2020, and this past Friday, they said it's over. The World Health Organization Director General said he made the decision following a recommendation from the World Health Organization's Emergency Committee, which met on Thursday for the 15th time. He says, I have accepted that advice. It is therefore with great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency. The World Health Organization's designation of a public health emergency of international concern is reserved for the most serious disease outbreaks. So, we're officially done with COVID, right? Well, most of us, I mean, honestly, it's, well, where I live, I don't know where it is where you live, you have your own timeline, but we were pretty much done with COVID in Michigan in about June or July of 2020. It was done. It was over. And listen, I contracted COVID in 2021 and almost died, but it was still over for me in June. Actually, it was June. We went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to Tequamanon Falls and camped for a week and a half and went about town, went everywhere, not a care in the world. And apparently, nobody up there had a care in the world because nobody was wearing a mask. There were mask mandates still in place by our governor, quote-unquote, Big Gretch, Gretchen Whitmer. She was still controlling everybody's lives. Even though COVID numbers have dropped, they were almost minuscule. Well, we got to be resilient. We got to be ahead of this disease. Well, first off, it's not a disease. It's a virus. But with that being said, nobody listened to her. Michigan, for the first, when March in April, when the first lockdown came down and Gretchen Whitmer said, we just need 15 days to flatten the curve. Yeah, everybody was all aboard. Yes, everybody followed directions. And, you know, even the first 30 days, everybody followed directions. But then we were just giving continual lines of BS. The rules changed. People started questioning, why is Walmart and Home Depot open, but these little mom and pop shops who have 10 times less the customers, if they get one customer in at a time, they're closed. Nobody can go into restaurants, but you can DoorDash. You go to the grocery store, they have a plastic shield in front of you, but everybody's touching everybody else's money and everybody else's product. Nobody could understand the science. As the left was saying, trust the science, trust the science. Okay, we'll trust the science, but I'll trust the science when you trust the silence that males are males and females are females. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Here in Michigan, and I'm pretty sure it was like that all over the country, by May, after 15 days to flatten the curve, and we were a month and a half into a lockdown, we could see people's businesses failing. There's no way they're coming back from this. People were losing jobs because they just couldn't afford to keep them because nobody could do anything. Nobody could go to the bar. Nobody could go to the restaurants. Nobody could go to these mom and pop shops. Nobody could go anywhere. And we're told that natural immunity doesn't exist in this. It's better to not get it. It was so much better to get it. Yes, I almost died. It was a horrible, absolutely horrible experience I went to. You don't know fear until you get up and walk from your bed to the bathroom, which is essentially connected to your bedroom, and you cannot breathe. You are struggling to breathe. You don't know what that fear is like. The suffocating fear. God help you if you walk from your bedroom to the front room. You can't do it. You physically cannot do it because you can't breathe. That is horrendous. That is something I never, ever, ever want to go through again. But you know what? It was the best thing that could have happened to me concerning COVID. But yet those of us who had COVID and just decided we're not getting the vaccination because we don't know how the vaccination affects us. And we were called conspiracy theorists. We were called crackpots because we were concerned that there's been no testing on this. And then they started seeing myocarditis, a vast uptick in myocarditis in children who have had the vaccine. And people were dying suddenly. And we were told, that's normal. Everybody dies suddenly. Yes, they do. People die suddenly every day, but not in the numbers that we saw after these people got the COVID vaccine. We've heard of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Well, now they have a category called SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. And they're trying to tell us that that's always been there. It's never been there. The amount of damage that they're finding in the hearts and the lungs of these people that have received the vaccine is catastrophic. Nobody's going to survive that. But we, the ones, the anti-vaxxers, the purebloods, we are the ones that are the conspiracy theorists. We are the ones that need to be shunned and looked down upon. And they had a campaign. And I'm telling you right now, wherever you live, New Zealand, England, anywhere in America, anywhere you go, there was a campaign telling you to get vaccinated. And essentially, if you read between the lines, it's basically saying if you are not getting vaccinated, you are a drain on society and you need to die. That's what it was saying. And listen, I get it. At first, when all these COVID commercials, these vaccine commercials came out, I'm like, okay, whatever. The government's trying to, quote unquote, protect the people, which I knew the vaccine wasn't tested. And I knew it was literally an experimental RNA, mRNA. We'd never put this into humans before. We didn't test it on animals. We had no idea what was going to happen. It wasn't going to happen to me or my family regardless. But then when I knew this was nothing but propaganda is when I saw these doctors that they put on TV and these doctors that you heard on the radio coming across and saying, the COVID vaccine is safe and effective. They don't know if it's safe and effective. These doctors that went on TV, went on the radio, and were promoting you as an elderly person, you as a middle-aged person, and you as a parent to get your kids vaccinated, these doctors need to be removed. They should never practice again. They were bought and paid for, and they put money over their patients' well-being. If you are a patient of one of these doctors that were on TV and on the radio promoting how safe and effective the COVID vaccine was, even though there were numerous reports about how unsafe and ineffective, we all know how ineffective the COVID vaccine is now, but we who questioned it were conspiracy theorists who should not even be given a stage to talk. They banned Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who pioneered the Z-Pak, which is a regimen of basically vitamins with zinc, and it was in a pill, and it was proven to work. He was ostracized. Unfortunately, Dr. Zelenko died of cancer at 48 years old. And did the news media give him a proper send-off as a doctor who has helped hundreds and hundreds of people? No. They said Dr. Zelenko, who promoted unfounded COVID regimen, dies at 48. We are going to learn in the future, and I think it's the not-so-distant future, that what we were told about COVID was a complete and utter lie. The government planned this. The government promoted how horribly dangerous this is. And I'm not going to say it's not dangerous. I'm not going to say. But listen, if you have health issues, yeah, I had health issues. I still have health issues. I have more now than I have COVID. I can't remember anything. And it's been 2 years, over 2 years since I had COVID. And I still get ripped on by my wife because I can't remember anything. You know, I keep telling her, listen, I can't remember anything. And, you know, the doctors have told me it's long COVID. I don't know if you're going to get it back. My lungs are damaged because of it. It's real. I'm not saying COVID didn't exist. But I'm telling you, it was made 10 times worse. If you were a healthy adult, healthy child, healthy elderly person, you had a cold, you had a bad flu. And that's what it is now. I don't understand. There are still companies out there that are mandating, in order to work for them or continuing to work for them, you have to be vaccinated and continue getting the boosters for COVID. Even though it has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that the COVID vaccine does nothing to protect you against COVID. It does nothing to help you prevent the spread of COVID. There is more evidence stating that it is extremely detrimental to your health. There are reports out there right now that they found that every shot you get reduces your lifespan by 7 years. Hell, I know numerous people that have had 4 to 5 booster shots. With that being the case, if that article is correct, if these reports are correct, they're on death's door. And it's a quote-unquote hashtag, in my time, it was pound, it was died suddenly. You're going to see people just dropping dead left and right. I called it, and it's already starting to happen. But the thing is, the media is downplaying this release or this ending of the COVID emergency. The New York Times said, starting on May 11th, the government will no longer track COVID. They're not gonna have any mandates anymore. Officials said that since January 2021, around the time that the vaccine started becoming available, COVID-19 deaths in the United States have declined by 95%, and hospitalizations were down almost 91%. But how can that be when we know the COVID vaccine, its efficacy is waning after a couple months? How do we know that it's because of the vaccines? My thought is that it's because people have contracted COVID and they have natural immunity. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Natural immunity is going to, quote-unquote, trump. Natural immunity is going to trump any man-made vaccine. You cannot beat the human body's immune system. It cannot be beat. And with the technology we have, we cannot beat the human body's immune system. We can try. We can put mRNA vaccines in us. All it's going to do is kill our heart and kill our lungs and kill us. My theory on that 95% less deaths and 91% less hospitalizations, you know why? Natural immunity. Natural immunity. Look at me. I am not the epitome of health. I've got liver issues. Now I have memory, heart, and lung issues because of COVID. But I haven't got a bad case of COVID since. You know why? Because my immune system's strong. And it's strong against COVID. The media is on TV and on radio and on social media telling you, whoa, whoa, whoa. You may be immune to this strain of COVID. Your body is looking for this strain, but these new strains that have mutated, your body can't handle those, and they're gonna go past it. These vaccines, they are going to protect you on it. And it's a complete 180-degree difference. Our body, our immune system, is going to look for anything that resembles the coronavirus now. Anything. Honestly, I feel like I am almost invincible, and I'm going to jinx myself, and I apologize to my body and my family and my friends, but I'm going to jinx myself now. I'm almost feel invincible to COVID because my immune system knows to look for anything that resembles the coronavirus, where the vaccine is looking for the Delta virus. It's looking for a certain strain. So anything that is not that strain is getting by. Our bodies are better equipped to discern between different variants. That is why natural immunity is so much better. But why was natural immunity, why was it ostracized? Because it's free. You have to get COVID to get the natural immunity. But most people that got COVID, yeah, it was a bad sickness. People were sick. I heard a lot of people say, I've never been so sick. But you know what? I'm not going to say you're not going to get it again. But if you do, it's not going to be as bad. If I get COVID again, I don't think it's going to kill me. I hope it won't. That's the last thing I want to die of is COVID. After sitting here behind the microphone telling everybody how much of a hoax this is and how much it's not as bad as we've been told, yeah, that would be, yeah, I would eat crow in the afterlife on that one. And I'm not going to say it's not bad. Listen, I almost died. They didn't think I was coming out of the hospital. I didn't think I was coming out of the hospital. But I did. And I'm stronger for it, in a way. My immune system's stronger for it. My body is not recovering at all. And it's pissing me off. So to roll things together, kind of end this segment, COVID's over, kind of. Now, what are the ramifications? I saw a headline from Health and Wellness, and I'm reading the headline verbatim. They knew. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? I'm going to read you that headline again because it's mind-blowing. The headline, and I'm not paraphrasing. These are the actual words in the headline of the article in Health and Wellness. They knew. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? I'm telling you right now, this is where it shifts to. Before, the unvaccinated, the anti-vaxxers, were ostracized. They were chastised. We were told we were killing people. Now that the COVID emergency is over, and we know the vaccines didn't work, we know that the vaccines are killing people and will continue to kill people. Now they're going to shift focus to the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, those who held strong, the quote-unquote purebloods, they are going to go after you and I now. Anybody that had the fortitude to not get that free Krispy Kreme donut, you get a vaccine, you get a free Krispy Kreme. Who can resist? It was tough. I love Krispy Kreme donuts, but I put my overall health in front of a donut. This is going to be the narrative from here on forth. Unvaccinated. Why didn't they tell us? Why didn't they? What did they know? And why didn't they tell us? Totally disregarding the fact that we were called conspiracy theorists. They called us anti-vaxxers. They wanted us to die because we were not protecting them by not getting vaccinated. This is the new narrative. We know the vaccines don't work. We know they're killing people. So let's blame the unvaccinated. They couldn't bully us into getting the vaccine with free Krispy Kremes. They couldn't get doctors on TV, radio, and social media to tell us how safe and effective it was. So now that the emergency's over, it's our fault. It's our fault that people are dying. Why didn't we tell them how dangerous this vaccine was? That's all we've been doing, is telling them how dangerous this vaccine was. But their response was, you're killing us. You didn't protect yourself, therefore you're not protecting me, therefore you're putting me at risk and I could die. You need to go to jail. You need to die. That was the narrative. Now that they realize that we were right, it's now our fault. For those of you who stood up and stood against getting vaccinated, even though you had relentless pressure, you had everybody telling you how wrong you were, how you're going to die because you're going to get COVID. Thank you. Thank you for standing up for yourself. I'm not trying to disparage those of you who got the vaccine. There was a very prolific fear campaign by our and the world's government to make sure you got that vaccine, that untested vaccine. I don't blame you for giving in. I wasn't going to do it. I was not going to do it. It's just not. Sorry, I don't trust my government. My government is not out there for my best interest. Some of you may think that the government may not be out for their best interest, but you have no problem giving or taking a vaccine. And again, I don't want to disparage you. I have so many brothers, sisters. I'm not convinced my father did not die of a vaccine reaction. I don't know. But you can't deny that the vaccine is killing people. You cannot deny that the vaccine does not work. And to have companies still mandating you get the COVID vaccine, that is the epitome of stupidity. Who these people, these CEOs need to be investigated. Where are they getting their funds? Because anybody that's a CEO of a company has to be smart enough to know this is not a winning situation. I am putting my employees' health at risk. And I'm going to warn everyone right now that has not been vaccinated. You think it was tough before when we were not getting vaccinated and everybody else was? Well, now that they realize, now that these vaccinated realize, holy cow, we made a mistake. Now it's on. Now they're coming after us. Because why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me not to get this vaccine when that's all we did? We didn't go on TV and rant and rave like the Democrats and burn up cities. We just said, no, my body, my choice. I don't believe in it. It's too experimental. People are going to die. If they listened to the show, they would know that I said within 2 to 5 years, people are going to start dropping like flies. And guess what? People are starting to drop like flies. Don't kill the messenger. Don't get mad at us for your bad decision. You took an experimental drug. You took an experimental vaccine. And now you don't know how to deal with the fact that you have. So the media is going to tell you how to deal with it. And that is to ostracize, to just go off on those of us who are vaccinated. Why didn't you tell us? What did you know? I didn't have any inside information. I can just read between the lines. When the government is forcing something on you, yeah, it's not good for you. Eventually, you'll learn. I hope. Eventually. Those of us who are not quote-unquote woke, who are critical thinkers and can think for ourselves and look at both sides of the story and both sides of the situation, we realize, yeah, this was not in our best interest. I'm not taking it. No matter how many free Krispy Kremes you give me. All right, everybody. It's over. Kind of. COVID's over. Maybe. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Yellowstone. What is going on? We're going to get into it. Sit back. Relax. Open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Another day has come and I feel the same as always. Emptiness in my heart. I have no control. Malefic plan, many things held by the demons. Stealing freedom. They're raping our dreams.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Velasquez, host of the Paranormal Patriot. I just wanted to take a quick second to reiterate that I want to help you out. And how do I do that? I'm going to promote you for free. If you have an event that you think the listeners of this show would love to know about, if you have a podcast, if you have a business, if you have a book, if you have a paranormal investigation society, if you are a Republican and want people to know I have this event, I want you to come there. All you have to do is send me a 30-second to 1-minute audio clip of what you are trying to do. Send it to me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. I will put it on air for free. But I can't do it unless you contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. There's not a lot for free in this world, except when you want to advertise on The Paranormal Patriot. Okay, so to end the show, I know I said we're going to talk about a bunch of different topics, but I got really preoccupied with the COVID thing. I'll just move it to next week, and who knows if I'm even going to talk about it because the world is changing so quickly. Everything, I try to plan shows 2 to 3 weeks in advance, what topics I want to talk about. It never works out that way because something happens that changes the whole dynamic of what I'm going to talk about. So, as I mentioned in the first part of the show, 4 emails from 4 different people in the military telling me, Tom, you need to watch Yellowstone. And they weren't talking about the show. They said there's something going on at Yellowstone National Park. And for those of you who don't know, there is a quote-unquote super volcano lying dormant at Yellowstone in the national park. They're telling me, every single one of them, all 4 of them said, it's going to go pretty quick. The government knows it. They're seeing signs of an impending eruption. Be prepared. So to begin this segment, I want to let you know, we have no idea when this is going to erupt. It's going to. We know that. It has been 700,000 years since we know the last eruption of the supervolcano in Yellowstone. Here's the thing, though. We're using our knowledge, our technology to say, oh, it's been 700,000 years. We're not due for another eruption for another 100,000, 200,000 years. We're using our limited knowledge. what we know. We don't know what Mother Nature's going to do. Mother Nature could be sitting there going, man, it's been 700,000 years since I've erupted the volcano at Yellowstone. I'm not due for another 200,000 years, but boom! There you go. I'm going to erupt now. How you like them apples? We don't know. We can't predict Mother Nature. If that was the case, we could predict where tornadoes and where hurricanes are going to go. We don't know. We can't predict it. But I've had four people in the military telling me that an eruption is coming soon. It's imminent. Now, there are signs. For the last couple years, there have been I've seen video of the roads in and around the Yellowstone caldera, which is the super volcano. I've seen them literally melting. Something's under the ground, scorching hot, melting the roads. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of buffalo running away from a certain area. We don't know when it's going to erupt. There are signs, and from what I'm being told, that the military is seeing signs that this is going to erupt. So what would happen if Yellowstone erupted? Well, if the Yellowstone supervolcano ever erupted, it would bring, it's a calamity. It is devastation to the United States. The volcano, the supervolcano, would spew deadly ash for thousands of miles across the country. Now, those of us who live in America, to the east of Yellowstone, yeah, we're hurting. We are hurting. So I would say, from what I've read, between a 500 to 1,000 mile radius of the supervolcano erupting, everything's dead. It is going to be that big. Now, the closer you get, of course, you're going to be terminated or, I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger there, you're going to be killed by the blast. You're going to be killed by the flying rocks. You're going to be killed by the lava flows. But as it expands out, there is going to be an insane amount of volcanic ash raining down on everyone. I remember back in 1980, Mount St. Helens, I believe it's in Washington or Oregon, I don't remember, somewhere out on the West Coast, Mount St. Helens erupted. And I remember my dad bringing home a jar of ash that was collected. And we live in Michigan. I remember him bringing a jar of ash home from Mount St. Helens. Now, granted, he could have just dipped that jar into a recently put out campfire, and said, yeah, look at that, Mount St. Helens. I wouldn't put it past him. My dad was like that. But there are people in Michigan that were getting ash from Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens is nowhere near as big of a volcano as the Yellowstone caldera, super volcano. When that goes, if it goes full force, you are at least 1,000 miles, everything's dead. Plant life, animal life, human life. Everything beyond that. Now, again, I don't want to say this is an extinction level event, but it changes. It changes the environment. It changes the climate of this planet. Because what happens is that ash goes into the jet stream, and that jet stream just pushes it all around the world. You've heard of a nuclear winter. It's almost like a nuclear winter. Now, the farther east, and if you're west of the super caldera, the effects you see and you feel from this volcano erupting lessen. But for those of us in the United States, especially along the jet stream, we're going to be in a world of hurt. So we don't know. I mean, it really all depends on when this volcano erupts and where the jet stream is. Because if the jet stream, if it goes in the winter, in where I live in Michigan, we are in a deep freeze and the jet stream is way down in Florida, we're going to get some ash. But it's going to be more south than us. If it's in the summer, where and it's hot as hell here, and the jet stream is riding above us or just above us, we're going to get inundated with ash. Now, ash, if you breathe it in, turns into essentially cement into your lungs. You die of suffocation. On top of that, it blocks out the sun. So therefore, photosynthesis cannot happen. Plant life dies. Plant life dies. Cows die. We can't feed them. Animals die. We starve. It will be. It doesn't matter where you are in this country. It will be a catastrophic event. Because even if you're not affected by the ash, you are going to be affected by the fact that you are not getting goods from the northern part of the country. We are talking a 1,000-mile radius of complete destruction. Look at where the Yellowstone Super Caldera, the super volcano, is. Make a circle of 1,000 miles around. That is your complete devastation. Do you know how many cities, how many towns, how many areas that will destroy in a heartbeat? And we have no idea when this is going to come. None. We may think we know. We may think the last time it went off is 650 to 700,000 years ago, but that's on our knowledge. We don't know. We think we're the epitome. You know, physics. We think we understand physics. Physics we have no idea about. There is a total world of physics that we have not discovered yet. We are limited by our knowledge as human beings on the planet Earth. So when we say, oh, it's been 650 to 700,000 years now, it's not due to go off for another 100, 200,000 years. We're fine. We don't know that. Again, we can't predict that, but we can see indicators. And I remember when I started this podcast, and those of you who are my new listeners, I started a podcast years, I think it was 2013. I started a podcast called Mysteries of Michigan, and it kind of evolved into the Paranormal Patriot. But Mysteries of Michigan, one of the first shows I ever did in 2013, 10 years ago, wow. I got to figure out when I started and have a 10-year anniversary show. But anyway, one of the first shows I did was about the Yellowstone supervolcano. And I remember talking about how there's signs that there's just a little bit of inklings of this thing waking up. And I remember a couple years later, I said, yeah, I think it's waking up more. And I think I did one about 3 or 4 years ago that said, yeah, something's going on. The roads are melting around Yellowstone. Something's happening underground. 4 military members emailed me and said, be ready, Tom. We are getting word that the Yellowstone supervolcano is ready to explode. We're not being told this. It's being kept under wraps. Be prepared. I don't know how you prepare for a volcano. Honestly, especially the magnitude that the Yellowstone supervolcano is going to provide for us. I mean, how do you prepare for that? Essentially, you need to be a prepper. But regardless of where you are, if you are in the path of the ash, you're not going to be able to grow food. You're not going to have sunlight. Animals are going to die. You're not going to be able to hunt. So I guess you can grow food inside. I don't know, but be prepared. Be ready. 4 people in the military emailed me today, or this week, in 1 week, and all said the same thing. We know it's getting ready. You need to tell your people to be prepared. So I don't know what you have to do. Stock up on food. Stock up on water. If you buy a bunch of bottled water, keep it covered. Don't let the sunlight or light get at it. It's not the water that goes bad. It's the plastic that's holding it. Stock up on non-perishable food. Stuff that doesn't really go bad. You know, we've all heard these survival websites and these survival ads that say, hey, 25-year shelf life. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Because it's different. When the shit hits the fan, you can go bug out somewhere and be off the grid. When a volcano the size of Yellowstone explodes, it doesn't matter if you're off the grid. If the ash comes and kills all plant life, kills all animals, and kills the sunlight, you need to be prepared. And I'm telling you, whether it's going to be a super volcano, a foreign army coming into our country, or our government turning against us, you need to be prepared. Stock up. Be ready for anarchy. Because if the shit hits the fan, it's going to go down quick. And on that fine note, we're ending this show of the Paranormal Patriot. I really enjoyed this show. I hope you did too. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be back next week.